Genioli.
Dinghy off the port bow! Dinghy off the port bow!
Dinghy off the port bow!
Dinghy off the port bow! Captain, dinghy off the... Dinghy.
Where is it?
It's right here, Captain.
I never thought I'd see it in my own eye.
Tickets to the SpongeBob movie!
In a pineapple under the sea, SpongeBob SquarePants. Absorbent and yellow and porous as sea, SpongeBob SquarePants. If nautical nonsense be something you wish, SpongeBob SquarePants. Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish, SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants.
The sea, so mysterious, so beautiful, so wet. Our story begins in Bikini Bottom's popular undersea eatery, the Krusty Krab Restaurant.
Where... Back up! Hey, back up!
Wait a minute!
Back up!
What is happening?
Please, settle down! We've got a situation in there. I'd rather not discuss till my manager gets here.
Look, there he is!
Talk to me, Krabs.
Oh, it started out as a simple order. A Krabby Patty with cheese. When the customer took a bite, no cheese!
Get a hold of yourself, Eugene. I'm going in. Take it easy, friend. I'm the manager of this establishment. Everything's gonna be just fine.
I'm really scared here, man.
You got a name?
Phil.
You got a family, Phil? Come on, Phil, stay with me. Let's hear about their family.
I got a wife and two beautiful children.
That's what it's all about. I want you to do me a favor, Phil.
What?
Say cheese. Order up. This calendar, because today's the grand opening ceremony for the Krusty Krab 2, where Mr. Krabs will announce the new manager. Who's it gonna be, Gary? Well, let's ask my wall of 374 consecutive Employee of the Month awards.
SpongeBob SquarePants!
I'm ready. Promotion. Cleanliness is next to managerliness. I'm ready. Promotion. I'm ready. Promotion.
La-da-da. 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 La-da-da.
La-da-dee, la-da-doo, la-da-dum.
La-da-dee, la-da-dum. La-da-dee,
la-da-dum. Hey, Bob, what are you doing in here?
I have to tell you something, Squidward.
Whatever it is, can't it wait until we get to work?
There's no shower at work.
What do you want?
I just wanted to say I'll be thanking you in my managerial acceptance speech today.
Get up!
Okay, I'll see you at the ceremony.
That sounds like the manager of the new Krusty Krab too. Oops, hold on. Congratulations, buddy.
Oh, thanks, Patrick. And tonight after my big promotion, we're gonna party till we're purple.
Yeah, I love being purple.
We're going to the place where all the action is.
You don't mean...
Oh, I mean...
Goofy Goober's Ice Cream Party Boat!
Oh, I'm a Goofy Goober, yeah. You're a Goofy Goober, yeah. We're all Goofy Goobers, yeah.
Goofy, Goofy, Goober, Goober, yeah!
Oh, I better get going. I'm ready. Promotion. I'm ready. Promotion.
Good luck, SpongeBob. Hey, look, we're at the ceremony. I got a little surprise for you. Like a feeding.
Hello, Bikini Bottom. Perch Perkins here, coming to you live from in front of the Krusty Krab restaurant. For years, the only place to get a delicious and mouth-watering Krabby Patty. Until today, that is. That's right, folks. Longtime owner Mr. Krabs is opening a new restaurant called the Krusty Krab 2. First of all, congratulations, Mr. Krabs.
Hello. I like money.
What inspired you to build a second Krusty Krab right next door to the original?
Money.
Curses! It's not fair. Krabs is being interviewed by Perch Perkins, and I've never even had one customer.
Don't get worked up again, Plankton. I just mapped the floors.
Oh, Karen, my computer wife. If only I could have managed to steal the secret to Krab success. The formula for the Krabby Patty. Then people would line up to eat at my restaurant. Lord knows I've tried. I've exhausted every evil plan in my filing cabinet. From A to Y.
A to Y?
Yeah, A to Y, you know, the alphabet.
What about Z?
Z?
Z, the letter after Y.
W, X, Y, Z, Plan Z, here it is! Just like you said!
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's evil. It's diabolical. It's lemon-scented. This Plan Z can't possibly fail! So enjoy today, Mr. Krabs, because by tomorrow I'll have the formula. Then everyone will eat at the Chum Bucket, and I will rule the world! All hail Plankton! All hail Plankton!
I'm ready! Promotion! I'm ready! Promotion! Ooh, I think I stepped in something.
Not in something, on someone, you twit!
Oh, sorry, Plankton. Are you on your way to the grand opening ceremony?
No, I am not on my way over to the grand opening ceremony. I'm busy planning to rule the world!
Well, good luck with that. I'm ready. Promotion. I'm ready. Promotion.
Stupid kid.
Welcome! Welcome, everyone, to the grand opening of the Krusty Krab 2!
We paid $9 for this?
I paid $10!
Now, before we begin with the ribbon cutting, I'd like to announce the name of our new manager.
Yay! Yeah! Ow! Ow! Yeah! Now we're talking! Yeah! Ow!
Shh! Yes, well, anyway. The new manager is a loyal, hard-working employee.
Yes.
The obvious choice for the job.
He's right.
A name you all know. It starts with an S.
That's me.
Please welcome our new manager, Squidward tentacles!
Yeah! Yeah! Oh, better luck next time, buddy! Bikini Bottom, as the manager of...
SpongeBob?
Hold the phone, folks. I'm getting an important news flash from Mr. Krabs. Go ahead, Mr. K. I'm making a complete what of myself?
That's Jackass Hulk as a weasel.
The most embarrassing thing you've ever seen?
That's Jackass Asm.
And now it's worse because I'm repeating everything you say into the microphone?
Oh, for crying out loud, SpongeBob! You didn't get the job!
What?
You... did not get the job.
But why?
SpongeBob, you're a great fry cook, but I gave the job to Squidward because being manager is a big responsibility. Well, let's face it, he's more mature than you.
I'm not mature?
Lad, I mean this in the nicest of ways. But there's a word for what you are, and that word is, now, let's see,
dork?
No, wait, that's not right. Not a dork,
A goofball?
Closer, but no.
A ding-a-ling.
Wingnut.
A knucklehead McSpazitron.
Okay, that's enough. Look, what I'm trying to say is, you're just a kid. And to be a manager, you have to be a man. Otherwise, they'd call it kiddager. You understand, Didger? I mean, you understand?
I guess so, Mr. Krabs.
SpongeBob?
I'm ready. Depression. I'm ready. Depression.
Poor kid.
Hooray for SpongeBob! Hooray for SpongeBob! Let's hear it for SpongeBob! Hello? Where'd everybody go? Did I miss something? Did you see my butt?
Later that evening.
Time to put Plan Z into effect. Starting at the undersea castle of King Neptune.
Right. The royal court is now in session. Bring the prisoner forward.
So, you have confessed to the crime of touching the king's crown.
Yes, but...
But what?
But it's my job, your highness. I'm the royal crown polisher.
Well, then I guess I can't execute you. 20 years in the dungeon it is.
Daddy! You're free to go.
Bless you, Princess Mindy.
Mindy! How dare you defy me?
Why do you have to be so mean?
I am the king! I must enforce the laws of the sea!
Father, I wish you'd try a little love and compassion instead of these harsh punishments.
That would be nice.
Squire! Clear the room! I wish to speak to my daughter alone. What is this, Mindy?
Your crown?
And what does this crown do?
Covers your bald spot.
It's not bald. It's thinning. This crown does much more than cover a slightly receding hairline. No, this crown entitles the one who wears it to be in charge of the sea. One day, you will wear this crown.
I'm gonna be bald?
Thinning! Anyway... the point is, you won't wear it until you learn how to rule with an iron fist, like your father.
Dad? Your crown?
What the... My crown! Someone has stolen the crown!
I got it! I got it!
It's time to say howdy
to your favorite undersea peanut, Goofy Goober!
Howdy, Goofy Goober!
Hey, fellow Goofy Goober. Time to sing! Oh, I'm a Goofy Goober, yeah. You're a Goofy Goober, yeah. We're all Goofy Goobers, yeah.
Goofy, 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 Goober,
yeah!
All right, get it together, old boy. I know. I'll just stop thinking about it. Hey, you know, I actually feel a little better. I don't even remember why I was sad.
Hey, it's the new Krusty Krab 2 manager. Wow, the pressure's already setting in.
No, Bat, you don't understand. I didn't get the promotion.
What? Why?
Mr. Krabs thinks I'm a kid.
What? That's insane!
I know.
Well, saying you're a kid, it's like saying I'm a kid.
Here's your goober meal, sir.
I'm supposed to get a toy with this? Thanks.
I'm gonna head home, Pat. The celebration's off.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm not in a goober mood.
Okay, see ya.
And here's your triple gooberberry sunrise, sir.
Yum.
Oh, triple gooberberry sunrise, huh? Well, I guess I could use one of those.
Now you're talking. Hey, waiter, we need another one over here.
There you go.
Boy, Pat, that hit the spot. I'm feeling better already.
Yeah.
Waiter, let's get another round over here. Oh, Mr. Waiter, two more, please.
Whoa!
Waiter! Oh, waiter! Waiter!
Waiter!
Why do I always get the nuts?
All right, folks. This one goes out to my two bestest friends in the whole world. Patrick and his big peanut guy. It's a little ditty called...
Hey. Hey, get up. Hey, come on, buddy. I want to go home. Come on, pal.
My head.
Listen to me. It's 8 in the morning. Go scrape up your friend and get going.
Like, friend? Patrick!
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Wait, you said 8 o'clock. I'm late for work. Mr. Krabs is gonna be... Mr. Krabs.
Now pay attention, Squidward. As new manager, you've got to keep a sharp eye out for paying customers.
Yawn.
What's this? King Neptune is riding toward the Krusty Krab at lunchtime. He's got money.
Stay in the coach, daughter.
This won't take long.
Daddy, please. I think you're overreacting.
Silence, Mindy. I know what I'm doing. Squire!
Yes, Your Highness.
Have this poll executed at once.
$101 for a Krabby Patty?
With cheese, Mr. Squidward, with cheese.
Greetings, subjects. I seek the one known as Eugene Krabs. May he present himself to me at once.
I'm Eugene Krabs, Your Highness. Would you like to order something?
Nay! I'm on to you, Krabs. You have stolen the royal crown you cannot deny. For clever as you are, you left one damning piece of evidence at the scene of the crime!
I stole your crown, Sign Eugene Krabs!
Relinquish the royal crown to me at once!
But this is crazy! I didn't do it!
Ahoy! This is Eugene Krabs! Leave a message!
Hi, Mr. Krabs. This is Clay, the guy you sold Neptune's crown to. Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks again for selling me the crown. Neptune's crown. I sold it to a guy in Shell City, and I just wanted to say thanks again for selling me the crown. Neptune's crown. Which is now in Shell City. Goodbye.
That was idea. Don't you just hate wrong numbers?
My crown is in the forbidden Shell City! Plan Z. I love Plan Z. Prepare to burn, Krabs.
Wait, Neptune, please, I'm begging you. I ain't a crook. Ask anyone. They'll vouch for me.
Very well, then. Before I turn this conniving crustacean into fish meal, who here has anything to say about Eugene Krabs?
I've got something to say about Mr. Krabs.
SpongeBob, me boy! Oh, you come just in time!
Pardon me, miss.
Please, tell King Neptune all about me!
I have worked for Mr. Krabs for many years, and always thought he was a great boss.
You see? A great boss!
I now realize that he's a great big jerk! I deserve that manager job! But you didn't give it to me, because you say I'm a kid! Well, I am 100% man! And this man has got something to say to you! There! I think I made my point.
Anyone else? No? Well then.
Oh, my pants are on fire! My underwear's on fire! I'm on fire! Oh, yeah.
And now, Eugene Krabs,
you
will
die! I'm flattered you would do this on my account, but being manager isn't worth killing Mr. Krabs over.
Quiet, fool! Mr. Krabs stole my crown and now it's in Shell City! That's why he must die.
Doesn't it seem a little harsh to kill someone over a crown?
You don't understand! My crown is a symbol of my king-like authority! And, between you and me, my hair is thinning a bit.
Oh, Your Highness, I'm sure it's not that noticeable. Bald! 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 King Neptune, sir? Would you spare Mr. Krabs' life if I went to get your crown back?
You go to Shell City? No one who's gone to Shell City has ever returned. What makes you think you could? You're just a kid.
But I'm not a kid. I can do it.
Run along. I have a crab to cook.
No! I won't let you!
Very well, then. I'll have to fry you both.
Daddy, stop it! Can't you get through one day without executing someone?
Mindy, I told you to stay in the carriage.
Where's your love and compassion? Look at this little guy. He's willing to risk his life to find your crown and save his boss.
But, daughter, I...
Please, father. At least let him try. What have you got to lose? Might I remind you of your special problem?
All right. Very well, Mindy. I'll give him a chance. But when your little champion fails to return, I get to splatter this crab all over the walls.
Huh?
And as for you, be back here with my crown in exactly 10 days.
He can do it in 9,
8,
7,
6, 6 it is then.
5.
Until then, the crab shall remain frozen where he now stands.
No, wait, I'm begging you!
Who turned on the AC?
Mr. Krabs! Oh no, this is terrible. Who's gonna sign my paycheck?
Come along, Mindy.
Listen, you guys, the road to Shell City is really dangerous. There's crooks, killers, and monsters everywhere. And what's worse, there's a giant cyclops who guards the outskirts of the city and preys on innocent sea creatures. Don't let him catch you, because if he does, he'll take you back to his lair, and you'll never be seen again.
He's Birdie, SpongeBob.
Here, take this.
What's in here?
It's a magical bag of winds. I stole them for my father.
You're hot.
Once you find the crown, open the bag of winds, and you'll be blown back home.
Mindy!
I'm coming. Good luck, SpongeBob.
Wait, how did you know my name?
Oh, I'm going to be queen of the sea one day. I've learned the names of all the sea creatures.
What's my name?
That's easy. You're Patrick Star.
Mindy!
I gotta go. I believe in you guys.
Thanks, Mindy. Don't worry, Mr. Krabs. Patrick, Squidward, and I...
Pass.
Patrick and I...
Hi.
...are gonna get that crown back and save you from Neptune's wrath. You've got nothing to worry about. Your life is in our hands.
Oh.
Patrick, let's go get that crown. Feast your eyes, Patrick.
What is it?
The paddy wagon. Mr. Krabs uses it for promotional reasons. Let me show you some of its features. Sesame seed finish. Steel-belted pickles. Grilled leather interior. And under the hood, a fuel-injected French fryer with dual overhead grease traps.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, I thought you didn't have a driver's license.
You don't need a license to drive a sandwich.
Shell City! Here we come!
Ding-a-ling! Hey there, old buddy! Freeze! One secret formula to go, please. No, no, don't trouble yourself. I'll get it. Well, I'd like to hang around, but I've got Krabby Patties to make. Over at the Chum Bucket, Plan Z, I love ya!
Fill her up, please.
What'll it be, fellas? Mustard or ketchup?
Are they laughing at us?
No, Patrick. They're laughing next to us.
Where are you two dumb kids headed, anyway?
Kids?
Now, Patrick, for your information, we are not kids. We are men. And we're off to get King Neptune's crown in Shell City.
Shell City? Ain't that the place that's guarded by a killer Cyclops?
That's right.
Floyd, take off your hat in respect. Respect for the dead! You two dipsticks ain't gonna last 10 seconds over the county line.
Oh, yeah? We'll see about that. Yes.
Out of the car, fellas.
How many seconds was that?
12.
In your face!
Who's the kid now?
They're dead.
Perch Perkins here with an incredible newsflash. Plankton is selling Krabby Patties at the Chum Bucket. How is this possible? Let's find out.
Step right up, ready for everybody.
Excuse me, Plankton. Perch Perkins, Bikini Bottom News. Can I get a minute?
Anything for you, Perch.
All of Bikini Bottom wants to know, how did you get the Krabby Patty?
Well, Perch, before my dear friend Eugene Krabs was frozen by King Neptune... I'm sorry.
He confided in me a secret wish. Sell the Krabby Patty in my absence at the Chum Bucket, he said. Don't let the flame die out!
By the way, act now and you get a free Chum Bucket bucket helmet with every purchase. Here you go, Perch.
Thanks.
Bucket helmets for everyone!
Ow!
Karen, baby, I haven't felt this giddy since the day you agreed to be my wife.
I never agreed.
Evil Plan Z is working perfectly. Nothing can stop me now.
Nothing except SpongeBob and his pink friend. My sensors indicate that they're going after the crown. If they make it back, Neptune might discover some fingerprints. Tiny fingerprints. Stubby, tiny fingerprints.
Evil Plan Z is way ahead of you, baby. I've already hired someone to take care of those two. He's a vicious, cold-blooded predator!
Sesame seed.
Hey, mister! Does that hat take 10 gallons?
I wish we still had our car.
SpongeBob, look! Our car!
Oh, the key!
Where do you think it is?
Gonna get it.
I know. Walk in and ask him for it.
What are you looking at?
Patrick, that's a terrible idea.
Sorry.
I know. I'll go in and create a distraction, and you get the key.
Wait! I want to do the distraction!
Okay. I guess it really doesn't matter who does the distraction.
You see me walking out of my life.
I have everybody's attention? I have to use the bathroom.
It's, right over there.
Stupid contacts. Oh, there it is. I better go wash it off. Patrick, you call that a distraction?
Well, I had to go to the bathroom.
Well, I got my hands dirty for nothing. Huh? Patrick, check it out!
Whoa!
Hooray! Bubble party!
Senseless by every able-bodied patron in the bar.
That's right! So who blew it? So, nobody knows.
Maybe it was...
Shut up! Somebody in here ain't a real man. You!
We're on a baby hunt, and don't think we don't know how to weed them out. Now everybody line up. DJ, time for the test. No baby can resist singing along to this.
SpongeBob, it's the Goofy Goober theme song.
I know.
Oh, I'm a Goofy Goober, yeah. You're a Goofy Goober, yeah. We're all Goofy Goober, yeah. Goofy Goofy Goober Goober, yeah.
It was you! You're the baby!
No, no! I only coughed, I swear!
DJ, turn it up louder!
You're a Goofy Goober, yeah.
Don't sing along, Patrick!
I'm trying, trying so hard.
I'm a Goofy Goober, yeah. You're a Goofy Goober, yeah. We're all Goofy Goobers, yeah.
Goofy, Goofy, Goober, Goobers, yeah.
Well, well, well. Which one of you babies was it?
It was him! He did it! I've never even eaten it! Goofy, Goofy, Goober, Goober, yeah!
Well, looks like we got ourselves a double baby!
And that was a close call!
Guess what I got?
The key!
Too bad SpongeBob's not here to enjoy SpongeBob not being here.
Morning!
Some people have no taste in headgear. Huh? Babies, too? Excuse me, miss, but where is everybody getting that horrid headwear?
Who said that?
Down here.
Oh, well, I got it at the Chum Bucket. Plankton's giving them away free with every Krabby Patty.
Chum Bucket? Free? Krabby Patty? Plankton? Giving? With? You're selling Krabby Patties, eh, Plankton?
That's right, Squidward. And there's a free bucket helmet with every purchase. Care for one?
No! You may have hoodwinked everyone else in this backwater town, but you can't fool me. I listen to public radio.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means you set up Mr. Krabs. You stole the crown so Neptune would freeze him and you could finally get your stubby little paws on the Krabby Patty formula. It was you all along. But you made one fatal mistake. You messed with my paycheck. And I'm gonna report you to the highest authority in the land, King Neptune.
We'll see about that, Inspector Loose Lips.
Now activating helmet brain control devices.
What?
All hail Plankton.
What's going on here?
Seize him, slaves!
Oh, gee, come on, Pat, one more time.
Okay. We're on a baby hunt, and don't think we don't know how to weed them out.
Weed them out.
What a jerk.
Whoa. The road's getting kind of bumpy here.
You know, SpongeBob, there's a lesson to be learned from all of this.
What's that, Patrick?
A bubble-blowing double baby doesn't belong out here in man's country.
Yeah. Wait, we blew that bubble. Doesn't that make us a bubble-blowing double baby?
Hey, look, free ice cream!
Oh, boy.
How you doing? Wait a minute. Wait a minute! SpongeBob!
Yeah?
Make mine a chocolate!
Got you covered. Two, please.
Certainly. You kids enjoy.
Actually, we're men, lady. But thanks. Okay, Patrick, let's... you can let go now. I said let go, please. Ugh. Ugh. What is this? What kind of old lady are you?
Get the ice cream?
Somebody stop him!
Hey! You may not know it, cowboy, but we got a rule around here about blowing bubbles.
All bubble-blowing babies will be beaten senseless by...
Well, we lost our car again.
Well, never mind the car. Where's the road? Road, 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 road. Sorry.
There's the road on the other side of this deep, dark, dangerous...
Hazardous?
Hazardous.
Monster-infested?
Yeah, monster-infested trench.
Hey, SpongeBob, look! Here's the way down. Well, we're not gonna get the crown standing here. On to Shell City! Hey, look, it's making noise! SpongeBob? Well, hey, where are you going?
I'm going home, Patrick.
But what about Mr. Krabs?
What about us? We'll never survive in that trench. You said it yourself. This is man's country. And let's face it, Pat. We're just... kids.
We're not kids!
Open your eyes, Patrick! We blow bubbles, we eat ice cream, we worship a dancing peanut for corn's sake! We don't belong out here!
We do not worship him.
Patrick, you've been wearing the same Goofy Goober peanut party underpants for 3 years straight. What do you call that?
Worship? Oh, you're right, SpongeBob. We are kids.
Pull your pants up, Patrick. We're going home.
But you can't go home.
Mindy?
How much did you hear?
I heard enough.
Did you see my underwear?
No, Patrick.
Did you want to?
Look, guys, you may be kids, but you're the only ones left who can get that crown.
What do you mean, the only ones left?
Things have gotten a lot worse since you left Bikini Bottom. Or should I say, Planktopolis.
All hail Plankton!
No resting! This monument celebrating my glory isn't gonna build itself! Move faster!
Oh my gosh! Patrick, look! Plankton's turned everyone we know into slaves! Squidward, Sandy, Mrs. Puff, even Gary. Can't your father do something?
My father's too distracted by his bald spot to do anything.
Squire, will you hurry?
So you see, you can't quit. The fate of Bikini Bottom rests in your hands.
But we're just...
Hey! It doesn't matter if you're kids, and what's so wrong with being a kid anyway? Kids rule. You don't need to be a man to do this. You just gotta believe in yourself. You just gotta believe!
I believe.
That's the spirit.
I believe that everybody I know is a goner!
Come on, guys. Guys. Guys? Ew!
Meanwhile...
Guys? Oh, boy. Think, Mindy, think. Yep, I guess you're right. A couple of kids could never survive this journey. That's why I guess I'll just have to turn you into men.
You can do that? How?
With my mermaid magic.
Did you hear that, Patrick? She'll use her mermaid magic to turn us into men! Hooray!
We're gonna be men!
Good, now let's get started. Close your eyes.
Are we men yet?
Not yet. Spin around 3 times.
I think it's working.
Good, now keep your eyes shut. With my mermaid's magic and my one tail fin... I command the two of you to turn into men! Open your eyes!
Huh. I don't feel anything... Oh, my gosh, Patrick! You have a mustache!
So do you!
Oh. 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 So now that you're men, can you make it to Shell City? Guys!
Yeah?
I said, now that you're men, can you make it to Shell City?
Heck yeah!
Are men afraid of anything?
Heck no!
And why?
Because we're invincible! Yeah!
I never said that!
Yeah! Patrick?
Yeah, buddy?
Why did we jump over the edge instead of taking the stairs? Patrick!
Huh? Are we dead?
No! Far from it, my friend! We're safe and sound at the bottom of this trench!
The mustache has worked!
Do you know what that means? We are invincible!
Now that we're men, we can do anything. Now that we're men, we are invincible. Now that we're men, we'll go to Chelsea.
Get the Crabs, baby,
Mr. Crabs. Now that we're men, we have facial hair. Now that we're men,
I changed my underwear.
Now that we're men,
we got a manly flair.
We got the stuff, we're tough enough to save the day. We never had a chance when we were kids. No, no, no. But take a look at what the mermaid did. Ha, ha, ha! Yeah, go, Pat.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go, SpongeBob.
Hooray! Now that they're men, we can't bother them. Now that they're men, they have become our friends. Now that they're men, they'll be a happy end. They'll pass the test and finish the quest for the crown. They'll pass the test and finish the quest. Pass the test and finish the quest for the crown! Yeah!
Chow City's got a head! We did it, Pat! We made it past everything! Even the hideous, disgusting monsters!
Huh?
Not you guys! You guys are awesome! Well, Patrick, we should be there in one more verse! Now that we're ready.
Finally! I got you right where I want you.
Can I help you with something, sir?
Name's Dennis. I've been hired to exterminate you.
You're gonna exterminate us? Listen, Junior, you caught me and my friend here in a good mood today, so I'm gonna let you off with a warning. Step aside and you won't have to feel the awesome wrath of our mustaches.
You mean these? I thought you still had a piece of salad stuck to your lip from lunchtime.
They were fake?
Of course they were fake! This is what a real mustache looks like.
Is he a mermaid?
All right. Enough gab.
What are you gonna do to us?
Plankton was very specific.
Plankton?
For some reason, he wanted me to step on you.
Step on us?
Yeah, that way you'll never find out that he stole the crown. Perhaps I've said too much.
That's a big boot.
Don't worry. This'll only hurt a lot. I love this job.
Bigger boot.
Wait, Pat. This bigger boot saved our lives.
Yay!
Thank you, stranger! Stranger? It's the Cyclops!
Ah!
Are we dead?
I don't think so. Artificially colored rocks? I don't know where we are. What is this?
It's some kind of wall of psychic energy.
No, Pat, it's a giant glass bowl. Hey, there's some fish folk. Hey! Over here!
Hey, you guys!
You guys! Hey!
Help!
Little help here!
Help us out, okay?
Huh? Wait a second. Those fish are dead. What's he gonna do with us? Oh, no. He's going for his evil instruments of torture. Clue? Google eyes? He's making a humorous diorama of... Alexander Clam Bow! Patrick, he's killing sea animals and making them into smelly knickknacks! And I think we're next!
You think so?
Patrick! No! The heat is so intense from this lamp that I can't move.
Tell me about it.
This doesn't look too good, Patrick.
You mean we're not gonna get the crown, save the town, and Mr. Krabs?
I don't even think we're gonna be able to save ourselves, buddy. Thanks.
Don't mention it.
Well, it looks like what everybody said about us is true, Patrick.
You mean that we're attractive?
No, that we're just kids. A couple of kids in way over their heads. We were doomed from the start. I mean, look at us. We didn't even come close to the crown. We let everybody down. We failed.
Shell City.
Yeah, we never made it to Shell City.
Shell City.
Exactly, buddy. Yeah, the place we never got to.
Shell City.
Okay, now you're starting to bum me out, Patrick.
No! Look at the sign! Shell City! Marine gifts and sundries.
Shell City is a gift shop? But if this is Shell City... then where's the... crown? Neptune's crown! This is Shell City! Pat, we did make it.
Yeah, I guess we did.
We did all right for a couple of goofballs.
Goober! 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 the end of SpongeBob. Come here, you.
Shut up and look at the screen.
The bird's right. Look, it be the tear of the Goofy Goobers.
That bag of wins?
I sure do. Here you go. What?
Nothing. Nothing. Okay, let's go over the instructions. Let's see. It says here, step one, point bag away from home.
Okay.
Step two, plant feet firmly on ground.
Right.
Step three, remove string from bag, releasing the wins.
Check.
That seems simple enough. Point bag away from home, feet firmly on ground, pull string releasing the winds. All right, let's do it for real.
SpongeBob?
Oh no. How will we ever get back to Bikini Bottom now?
I can take you there.
Who are you?
I'm David Hasselhoff.
Hooray! So where's your boat?
Boat?
Go, Hasselhoff!
Next stop, Bikini Bottom!
All hail Plankton! All hail Plankton!
Well, Krabs, you know what today is? Sorry about this calendar. March 14th. Wait, that's not right. It should say the day that Krabs fries. Huh? Oh, guess who's here?
Hooray for Hasselhoff! Nothing can stop us now!
Huh? Unidentified object off the hindquarters!
It looks like... Bigger Boot! But how?
Did you miss?
kiss me?
This is the best seat in the house. All right, Neptune, let's get it on.
Eugene Krabs, your 6-day reprieve is up. And it is time for you to die.
Please, I can do it.
There is nothing else I can do.
You can give SpongeBob and Patrick a little more time.
Except give SpongeBob and Patrick a little more time. What? Mindy, will you butt out? I won't have you stalling this execution.
Stalling? I'm not stalling anything.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're doing it right now.
I'm stalling.
Yes!
Stalling?
Stalling!
Stalling.
Stalling!
Oh, boy.
Now, where were we?
Patrick, run!
No. I'm tired of running. If we run now, we'll never stop. Run, SpongeBob!
Take it easy back there, fellas.
SpongeBob, be careful!
Come on, kid, give it up. Dennis always gets his man.
Stop it! Yeah, I did it!
You got guts, kid. Too bad I gotta rip them out of you.
I don't know what Plankton's paying you, but if you let us go, I can make it worth your while.
It's gonna take a lot more than five. What is this?
That, sir, is five goober dollars. Legal tender at any participating goofy goober. I got bubbles. Fun at parties.
My eyes!
I got you, SpongeBob!
Thanks, buddy. Thanks a lot.
That's it! I'm through messing around! See you later, fools!
See ya!
So, you think I'm stalling?
Well, am I in Crazy Town? I have had enough of this nonsense! You are to wait in the carriage until the execution is done!
But, Daddy...
Now!
No, no, no! Oh, SpongeBob, wherever you are, you better hurry!
Okay, fellas, this is where you get off. Bikini Bottom's directly below.
But we'll never be able to float down in time!
Who said anything about floating?
Initiating launch sequence.
Did you see that?
The control.
Whoa!
All hands on deck.
10 seconds to liftoff. 9, 8.
Eugene Krabs, the time has come.
No.
Yes.
6, 5.
For you.
No.
Yes. Surprise!
No!
Yes!
One.
No!
You done good, Hasselhoff. You done... Ow.
Beautiful crown!
SpongeBob? Patrick? I knew you could do it!
Oh, yes. Well done, SpongeBob.
Sorry to rain on your parade, Plankton.
Oh, don't worry about me. My parade shall be quite dry under my umbrella!
Umbrella.
Daddy, no!
Daddy, yes!
All hail Plankton.
SpongeBob, what happened?
Plankton cheated.
Cheated? Hold on there, Baldy. Don't grow up. What, you think this is a game of kickball on the playground? You never had a chance to defeat me, fool. And you know why?
Because you cheated?
No, not because I cheated, because I'm an evil genius. And you're just a kid. A stupid kid.
I guess you're right, Plankton. I am just a kid.
Of course I'm right. Okay, Neptune, time to kill.
And you know, I've been through a lot in the past 6 days, 5 minutes, 27 and a half seconds. And if I've learned anything during that time, it's that you are who you are.
That's right. Okay, Neptune.
And no amount of mermaid magic or managerial promotion or some other third thing can make me anything more than what I really am inside. A kid.
That's great. Now get back against the wall.
But that's okay.
Right, what's going on?
Because I did what everyone said a kid couldn't do. I made it to Shell City, and I beat the Cyclops, and I rode the Hasselhoff, and I brought the crown back.
All right, we get the point.
So yeah, I'm a kid, and I'm also a goofball, and a wingnut, and a knucklehead McSpazitron.
What's going on here?
But most of all, I'm...
Hey, settle down.
I'm...
Take it easy.
I'm...
What the scallop?
I'm Goofy Goober! You're a Goofy Goober! Put your toys away. Well, all I gotta say, when you tell me not to play, I say no way. No way, no, no, forgive me. I'm a kid, you say. When you say I'm a kid, I say, say it again. And then I say thanks. Thank you very much. So if you're thinking that you'd like to be like me, go ahead and try. The kid inside will set you free.
I'm a la baby, lizzy, blah, blah, blah. I'm a la baby, lizzy, blah, blah.
What's happening? Huh? His dance moves are impressive, but I'm in control. See him! Come on, I was just kidding. Come on, you guys knew that, didn't you? But the helmets and the big monuments. Wasn't that hilarious, everybody? I will destroy all of you!
Well, Mindy, I have to admit, you were right. Your compassion for these sea creatures proved a most admirable trait. Without it, I would have never again seen my beloved crown. I think you're going to make a fine ruler of the sea one day. Now, let's go home.
Daddy, haven't you forgotten something?
Yeah. Eugene Krabs, I forgot to unfreeze you.
What the?
Oops. I guess I had it set to real boy ending.
Yippee!
Oh, I'm sorry for falsely freezing you, Krabs. And may I say, sir, you are a very lucky fellow to have in your employ such a brave, faithful, and heroic young lad. Where is he, anyway?
I'm up here.
I'm on it.
Go to him now, Krabs. Embrace him.
SpongeBob, me boy! I'm sorry I ever doubted ye. That's a mistake I won't make again.
Oh, Mr. Krabs, you old soft serve.
And now, SpongeBob, I'm gonna do something that I should have done 6 days ago. Mr. Squidward, front and center, please! I think we all know who rightfully deserves to wear that manager pin.
I couldn't agree more, sir.
Hooray for SpongeBob!
Wait a second, everybody. There's something I need to say first. I just don't know how to put it.
I think I know what it is. After going on your life-changing journey, you now realize you don't want what you thought you wanted. What you really wanted was inside you all along.
Are you crazy? I was just gonna tell you that your fly is down.
Manager, this is the greatest day of my life!
Wash your man, take me by the hand, lead me to the man that you understand.
just a kid. Maybe I just don't fit in. I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready to go now. I don't wanna go to school, but I don't get to make the rules. Too early, too early, too early.
Okay.